Up to the Mishnah and Daf Chaf Amar Alf. Says the Mishnah, Klal Amru B'Yivam. There's a klal they said by Yivam, Kol Shuhi Isir. Koshi is erva, anything which is an iser of erva. In other words, your sister-in-law is asa to you. Your sister-in-law's husband, your brother passed away. So your sister-in-law is asa to you because she's an erva. Then her co-wife, she for sure, but even a co-wife, lo yichay letzer, has no ties to you. There's no chalitza, there's no yibum, nothing. Okay, that's first part. Second part, iser mitzvah, if your brother's wife is asa to you because of a mitzvah, not because it's an error, not because it's some relation that is an error, but rather because it's some kind of mitzvah, seeing where that is, the Mishnah will say in a minute what it is, or iser kedusha, she's only asa to you because you have to be holy, then the co-wife, chaylatzah, the co-wife, does give a chalitza. We don't want a yibum, but a chalitza we're going to want over here, because really, ma'atayda, you should get married, you're allowed to get married, even to the original wife, even to the woman who is asa to you, it's only the bonus, whatever it is, or even if it's asa, but at least the condition will be taifus if it's a lav. So the co-wife has to do chalitza. Then it says, achoisa sheyivem, to two brothers died, and two women now became available to you. And one of the women is a sister of the other woman. But also the one of the women of your brother is asa to you directly as an erva. So the other sister in that case, we'll soon see what the Megillah was talking about. The other sister in that case, even though she's a two sisters, you're not married two sisters, but since one of the sisters is also to you anyway as an erva, is chayletzis aymis yabemis. The other sister is no longer a sister of you know, you don't have two sisters available to you because one of them is also to you as an erva. So and this is from the other brother. And therefore, even though she's a sister, she's not the sister of a Yavama, because the Yavama is forbidden to you as an erva. So therefore, the other one you can either marry or have chalitza. What's Isa Mitzvah? Shniyas v'diras seifim. These are camp examples of erva we had in the beginning. There are 15 cases of erva, another 6. These examples of erva, which are not from the Torah, they're only from the Rabban, added on. We'll see later what that is. Isa Kedusha. What's Isa Kedusha? Alman the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol's brother died, and then now she's a widow. And the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to live with a widow. Someone said, Yibman, you would have thought they should live together. It's called Isa Kedusha. We'll see later why Takanah. Why shouldn't they live together? Grusha v'chal Kohen Hedyer, or let's say two Kohenim brothers, and one of them died, and his wife was already divorced from before. Now the Kohen, his brother, should have married her either, but he did. And the din is if a Kohen marries a divorcee, they're a valid marriage. Or the Kohen, brother Kohen married a Chalutza, which you shouldn't have, but he did. And now that he died, what do? You don't marry them. Or Mamzeres Unasinali Yisrael, your brother married a Mamzeres who married him, which he shouldn't, but he did. So he's a valid condition, and now he dies, should you marry them? No. Ubas Yisrael the sin of Mamzer. Or the daughter of a Yid to a sin of Mamzer. The guy, that his brother was a Mamzer or a sin, and now she's available because the brother died, and she shouldn't be marrying a Mamzer. Says you might have called, you first give a rule, I'll say, I would have come to add, but not from a popular suya, to add that even though we're talking about Ervis, there's another case where the co-wife doesn't have to marry. Tzolos Eilis. If the woman, if one of the women was an Eilis, couldn't bear any children, even though she's not an Erva, but the co-wife is potter. Because the Ravasi, following the Ravasi opinion we had before in the Gemara. However, you can have to say, Kol she is Erva, and the other way around. Any Issa which Issa Erva, who does see this, Osa, Tzarosa. Hallo Yisur Issa Erva, Tzarosa Loyasura. If it's an Issa Erva, then just opposite. Oh, that only is limited to an Erva, do we say. And that's the rule. To limit, not to add. To limit to an Erva, that's when the co-wife is Osa. But if he's Yisur Issa Erva, Tzarosa Loyasura. If it's not an Issa Erva, for example, Eilis, then the co-wife is not Osa. The muti might exclude Amar Rav Abudu Tzor Zayin Lekin Abasi, not to follow Abasi. He says, "Imara Vayta Achoish from your sister." The Mishnah didn't explain what I told you before. So what Imara is trying to explore? What do you mean, sister? Achoish to my who sister? Ilei Madisa Mitzah. If the two wives were sisters, two brothers died, and two sisters, and one of them was only Nisa Mitzah, which means Matayda, really, you could have married even the first wife, Kivan. The Midrash said, "Ami Kamei Matayda," you could have married her. The Rambam don't want you to. So there is a sister of a. So you have two sisters, and one of the sisters is a sister of a. Of a zukka, of a yibum, you're talking not allowed to live with either of them. Why did you say you can do chalitza yibum with the other one? Pagod goes, you're allowed to. Ella chaisa di isa erva. One of the sisters is isa erva to you. That used to be your daughter-in-law. So then he married your brother. So then, since she's forbidden to you completely, the sister of her is not the sister of a Yibam, and therefore you marry the sister if another brother married her. Isa Mitzvah is a Michael Isa Mitzvah. Why is it called Isa Mitzvah? Mitzvah is really Chachamim because the Mitzvah is a word here. What Chacham have to say? Isa Kedusha, another class of Isurim marrying, we call it Kedusha. What is Kedusha? Amana, what's an example of that? Amana to a Kohen Gadol is Kedusha or a Gerusha v'chalutz Kohen Hedya, because they're holy, they shouldn't be marrying. Michael Isa Kedusha. Chesiv Kedusha miyul kain, because they're in the pasuk that they should be holy, so that they should be holy. And the kainim. So therefore, we call any mitzvah which a kain cannot do, we call it a kedusha. Freddie Gemara, that explains kain gadol mana and kain hedyed chalitza. But says also mamzeres. Where's kedusha coming there? Isa mitzvah mana kain gadol chalitza hedyed. But Michael Isa mitzvah. Sorry. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer Rabbi Sari. Rabbi Yehuda comes along. Machli. He says all the way around. He learns Isa mitzvah is a mana the kain gadol. He holds mitzvah is. The mitzvah to listen that a monarch should marry a kohen gadol or grushul kohen hedyed. That my kodal is a mitzvah chesiv. It says the end of a yikra eila mitzvah. These are the mitzvahs that kohen should do. And in there, it's mentioned in Parshat Emor this. Okay, isi kedusha. What's kedusha? Shni yetsi d'zayfin. You're not allowed to marry the second generation over there. But the rabbanon, those people are called kedusha. Why is it called kedusha? I'm going to buy a call mekayim divrei chacham nikar. If you listen to chachamim, you're a holy man. Omer Lei Ravus, what are you telling me? If you don't listen to Chachamim, you're not a holy man. That's it. You're worse than that. You're a Rosh if you don't listen to Chachamim. But Omer Lei Ravus, the Chol She Einam Mekayim Dibur Chachamim. Kol Yudik is not a holy man. Rosh Namlik is not even called Rosh. Sorry, one second, guys.
Is this
the
Kaleb
with
my Mazel
Tov. Oh, better than me, ready? Yeah. Kaddish, you know why it's called Kaddish? Because you're supposed to be holy, even things which are permitted, you're supposed to be holy. That's expression Kaddishim to you. And all the Rabbanans are like safeguards to make sure that we follow the mitzvahs. We're taking things which are mutter and making it asa, so therefore we call Kedoshim.
From the
Rabban
is just as important as
the Torah. 100%. You tell me, Loishnam in an assertion, and you tell me that Amona, your brother, Kohen Gadol's brother died, he'd not allowed to marry his brother's wife, because Amona, it sounds like, makes no difference. If she's an Amona, min hanasuyin, whether she was married or whether she just got engaged. Well, now, what's the difference? A kohen gadol not marry almana is a lav. You know, marry almana, right? It says almana lo yikach. But if she also lived with a brother, there's another problem. There's a mitzvah say called psula. He has to marry a girl who was never married before. So there's two problems there, an asay and a loisase. But if your brother only got her engaged, then he dies. The only problem is she's a widow. But there's no problem there of a psula because they never lived together. So it sounds to the Mishnah, I don't care what the problem is. I don't care if it's both Aveiras involved there or just even one Aveda, the Kohen Gadol, the other brother, the Kohen Gadol, can I marry her? I want to know why not. If your brother who died was married to her and there's an assay and a loisase involved, so we know the mitzvah of Yibum is only assay, and we have a rule that a mitzvah assay cannot push away an assay and loisase. Oh, good. But if it's only from engagement, it's only a loisase. Yove asay, let the asay come. We have a rule that we learned before in the Zayin, and the asay pushes away a loisase. Why shouldn't it push us away as well? I'm across the posig. You know why? But also, if the man does not want to remarry his sister-in-law, so then the sister-in-law takes him up to the gate, to the older people, and he said, my brother doesn't want to marry me. We're talking already about the pasuk. He doesn't want to marry his sister-in-law, the Yevamtai. And then it says, well, also Yevamtai. We're talking about her. Why do you have to spell again Yevamtai? So we have a rule. She ain't Tamalayim Yevamtai. The second Yevamtai is extra. Yevamtai is extra. Ma Tamalayim, I was telling you, Yevamtai, Yeshlech Yevam Achash, Sha'olech Lidim. Tell you that sometimes there is a Yevamma, case Yevamma, where they cannot get married, but there's still a Chalitza. The age is Chai V'Lavin. Chai V'Lavin, somebody that's also to you if you live with her, it's not an Isa of Karis, only Isa of Alav, like a Kohen Gadol and Almona, it's only Alav. Still, I don't want you to marry her, but give her Chalitza. And so the Torah clearly says that I don't want you to marry her. Because the court says I don't want you to marry her, So the Asay doesn't push back like this. Freddie Gemara, how do you not learn that? Because the Mitzvah is telling you that one, that those people you now live with because of Karis, don't think that you can just dismiss them out of hand, but you have to give Mechalitza. Amakros, and another pasuk, im lo yach breitza ish. If the man does not want to, lekach, doesn't want to take, is that right? Clearly, that. And the pasuk starts out saying, if he doesn't want to take, then you go to the gate. Is that I, if maybe learn from here, what we learned in the beginning of the Gemara, that the only people who have chalitza are people who also have yibum. So we have two rules here. One rule tells you that the only people who have chalitza are have yibum. So we're saying that people who, if you live with them, let's say your daughter-in-law, ex-daughter-in-law, you get karis, so therefore you're not allowed to live with her, obviously. No, there's chalitza. There's another part of the pasuk seems to say, there is chalitza, even though there's no yibum. So we're going to put that on someone you're not allowed because only alive, but chalitza there is. So how do you know which way to learn? So, my answer is, it says the pasuk Yevamta. Yevamta tells you that Chayavi Lavin, even though there's no Yibum, you're not allowed to live with her, but at least you give Chalitza. How do you know what to add and what to subtract? Says you want to mistab, but it makes more sense. Chayavi lavin, since you're not allowed to live with her, but if you did live with her, Tavshik Lush is a valid kedushin. So even though there's no Yivam Adev, since it's Shaykh, so therefore at least Chalitza. Chayavi Krisa, but if you live with your sister, get married to your sister, it's meaningless. Like Tavshik Lush is not Shaykh at all, therefore there's no Chalitza at all. Okay, Masiv Rabbah, Rabbah asks a question. It says in the Braise, Isr Mitzvah and Isr Kedusha, Bo Olel, if you had relations with her. Oy cholas la oyad chalitza nifta tzarasa. The co-wife is exempt. In other words, something happened. He said clearly something happened. But isakadat, if you can tell me, chayove lavin midaraisa. You can tell me like you just said a minute ago that those people who are chayve lav, for example, a kohen gadol with an alman or whatever it is, midaraisa the chalitza ramya. The Taita says give them chalitza. You tell me it's my Taita to give chalitza, but no yibum leave the rabbia. I understand if you gave chalitza to the woman that's also to you because of a lav, the co-wife is part of the chalitza is valid. But if you're telling me mahatayda, there's no yibum, so nothing happened if you live with her. So how come the co-wife is exempt? If nothing happened, if you're telling me mahatayda with the, if your sister-in-law or someone also to you chayav elavim, for example, our monitor going gadol, you're telling me that there's no yibum here whatsoever. It's only chalitza. So why, if you live with her, you exempt the co-wife? Nothing happened. Why the potter? He asked the question, he answered. I didn't learn the Braise correctly. I learned the Braise talking about in both cases. It's wrong. That's you could have lived with her, then it's valid. But which and I'll live with her, then it's only talking about if you gave a chalitza. Bola and Isa Mitzvah showing the Rabbanon, so Ma'atayde, it would have been a good Yibum, then Taka the other wife is Potter. Cholos La Isa Kedusha. Most of Rabbah. So right now we're learning the Gemara that Ma'atayde, with the sister in law, she's a Chayiv Elav, there's no Mitzvah Yibum whatsoever, but there is a Mitzvah Chalitza, Ma'atayde. So most of Rabbah is a question that says, Ptsua Daka, Bekru Shavcha, a Ptsua Daka, Shavcha, these are two people that can't have children because there's something wrong with a male member. They're not allowed to get married to a yid, to the Kol Yisrael, or Saris Adam, which is man-made castration. Not because of some sickness. It's also forbidden. Bahazakin, an old person, there's no Issa living with an old woman or an old person, but he can't have any more children. Even if he marries his brother's wife, there's no children going to happen. Oy cholzin, oy meyavmin, in all these cases, that either you do chalitza, if it turns out to be that's where your sister in law is, I do chalitza, and but yeah, if the yibum is valid. Now, Keita, what we're talking about, two possibilities. Either he's the one who has a problem, or she. Or his brother who died had the problem. Keita. Meisha, the brother died, v'lehem. Achim, they had brothers alive. V'lehem noshim, and the people who died had a wife. V'amdu achim, they came along, the brothers, the living brothers, also ma'imib ben ashesay, and they married these women. But Nosnu get gave them, and then after they were married and gave him a get for chalitza, chalitza, masha also is valid. Even though this brother who originally was married to them was up to a daka, whatever it is. Vim Bolu, Kanu, and the brothers, living brothers, will boil them, they are Kanu. What about Mesu, Achiv, Ondu, Haim, also Maimish, the brothers died. These people stood and made a Maim and their wife. But Nosnu get gave a get, chalitza, masha also. Vim Bolu, now what about the brother, the living brother is the one who has these problems of being a saris and all these things. If they did the bila, it's a valid thing, but they should write a divorce because they now live together. in Balu Konus, if they were boiled the sister-in-law, and they shouldn't, because they're a saris, they shouldn't have, or if they did, it's a valid marriage, but they should immediately divorce because they're living a sin. Says, if you can tell me what we just said a minute ago. There's nothing happening here. So what are you telling me over here, that if you marry these people, that the Bila is a valid Bila, that's a valid Yibam, but there's no valid Yibam here. If you tell me that, what, that those are only a lab. It's only, according to the Torah, only Chalitza valid. But not Yibam. So why is it over here? Why? The Koine, Elam Rav says, Rav, you're right. I made a mistake. Rava says, really, chayav elavin mahatayda, there's yibum as well. If kudase of yavam pushes away the loisa, so whatever it is, the Rabban don't want you to get married. That's why in this braisa it says all these cases, if they get married, it's a valid yibum. So how come an amanda kohen gadol, if she's only an amanda from the nesuyin, it's only a lav, why do we say that the kohen gadol should marry? Let the asay come push it away. Amanda me'eri said, "Nami asay v'loisa." You know why? Because there's an asay and a loisa. What's the asay there? See if it says, "Kedoshim yiyu lelekem." It says a pasuk, "Kedoshim yiyu lelekem." They should be holy to their that the kohen. Exactly, the kohen should be holy. So therefore, there's an asay that a kohen shouldn't marry any of the people he shouldn't be marrying. So therefore, because there's an aveda of an asay and a loisa, the asay of even can't push away. For the Yimoto, that explains, okay, that. But mamzer is in the sin, and the Mishnah also the mamzer is in the sin, they shouldn't marry. Why not? There's only a lot, there's no mitzvah asay. Why doesn't the asay of Yibim come push away the loisa of Yibim mamzer? So we answer, see, there's a general pasuk, it says, that he's kadashtim. You should all be holy. Since it says you should all be holy, so every Jew and every mitzvah we do, we're making ourselves holy. So therefore, every time any arroyos, it's only a lav, there's also an asay involved as well. If so, every mitzvah in the Torah is a mitzvah asay of kedoshim. Why do we say it's only a loisah? Because on all mitzvahs. Elam Rabbe Ma'atayde, the asay of Yibam does push away the loisah, so whatever the lav is, how come we don't allow the Kohen Gadol to marry the Almana? Why don't we allow the Yisrael to marry the Amzadis? A gzeda. You know why we don't allow the Kohen Gadol to marry the Almana? We're worried. Almana mina erisin ota almana nesuin. Because an Almana mina erisin is only allowed that you want to let the Yibam marry, but there's another kind of Almana. As an Almana that they lived together with a brother before he died. And there, there's an Asay and a Loisasa. And there, the Kohen Gadol is definitely not allowed to marry because an Asay cannot push away an Asay and a Loisasa. Hence, we say that doesn't push it away. So therefore, we made a gzeda that all Almanas, the Kohen Gadol should marry. Freddy Gemara, okay, that explains that. But what gzeda was it by Mamzeres and Sinema Yiklamema? Why doesn't Asay push away the Loisasa there? And so there's a gzeda as well. The Mokka Mitzah, the Lagma Mitzah. If we're going to allow a Yavan to marry a Mamzeres when there's a Mitzah, maybe next time the people will marry Mamzeres even if there's no Mitzah. For example, with children there. So therefore, we decided to ask it. El Miata, if you're going to make these kind of Zedas, the mother, Eishes Achiv Ma'aviv, your sister-in-law, your brother's wife, the whole Mitzah of Yibum. Leitis Yabn, you shouldn't marry. Why? Zedas, you're going to marry Achim. What happens if your brother on your mother's side dies? There's no mitzvah of Yibam this, you're not allowed to marry his wife. But if we're going to allow you to marry the wife, your brother on your father's side, next time you marry the wife, your brother on your mother's side, why don't you make the same gzeda like you make by our Kohen Gadol? And Tez explains what's the most question. It means undermining the whole mitzvah of Yibam. We're talking about a case where it's only one parent. You share one parent. So if you share only one parent, your father, let's not allow it because it'll be gzeda if you share one parent, the mother. But where you share both parents, that's what the Torah says, the mitzvah of Yibam. But if you want to make zedas, let's make zedas which are similar. Why don't you mean that? So we answer this. They were not worried. Yibum benachut talachman. Remember, the whole point is that you're taking over your brother's place because you're taking over his inheritance. Your brother on your mother's side, you don't yashin him. So therefore, nobody's gonna make that mistake. Maybe everyone knows. For the mother, okay. What about Ishel Abonim, a woman that has no children? Yeah, a woman that has no children. Leitis Yabn, your sister-in-law had no children, you shouldn't marry. Gzeidim, Shuijal Abonim. Next time, if she does have children, you think you're allowed to marry your sister-in-law when you're definitely not allowed to marry your sister-in-law. So again, Taisa says, that's not a question, that's the whole mitzvah of Yibam. It means that your sister-in-law, let's say, had children, then they died, the din is you have to marry her as well, because no children left. Oh, but since she did have children and they died, let's make a gzeda that you shouldn't marry her, because next time she'll have children, they won't die, and they'll think, oh, it's a difference, I can marry. So again, nobody's going to make that mistake. Why not? Gemara says, everyone knows the whole purpose of Yibam is to give children to the person who died. So maybe everyone will know that if she had no children, if she had children, what kind of Yibam is there? There's no point in it. So everyone knows that. Anyway, next question. H is Achiv Shaiba Lamai. If let's say she has brothers who are living and you want to make Yibam, let's Yavim, we shouldn't say no from H. Let's worry about a wife. What happened? The brother was born afterwards. And we learned before, you're not allowed to, that she has no mitzvah of Yibam if the brother was born after the first brother died. Let's make Zayn. Every Yibam should be also the same way. Why should it be Mutin? So in the case again, we're not worried about that. We're talking about a case where we thought there were no brothers alive. Suddenly, a month later, after the man dies, a man comes along and says, I'm the brother and I've been overseas for the last 30 years. So we should say that you should not allow her to marry her because it's almost like a case where a new brother came into existence a month after her husband died. So we answer again. It says when the brothers live together. Maybe everyone knows mistakes that nobody's going to make, we're not worried. But call on Noshim like this Yavna, the whole idea of assistant lawyers have no children. No woman should have Yibum. Zaydam Misham Island is that we're worried because of irony. Again, Tay says here we're talking about a case where that a woman who was married to somebody else and had a few children, then she comes into this marriage with this man and has no children, okay, then it should be Yibum. But if a woman never was married before, or she was married to other people and never had children, and then she comes here and still has no children, she's almost like an islandess. So we shouldn't have the mitzvah of Yibum. So we answer, islandess kicha, this is something that's so rare that we're not worried, we should ask her Yibum because maybe a man is married to an islandess, how many women are islandess? How come we don't allow them to get married? We say it, that's she push away loisa. But we're worried if we're going to allow them, people who start going to marry mamzeres. How many mamzeres are there out there? That we make it, what's the difference? Elam, I'll give you another reason. Matayda, you're right, a kohen gadol is allowed to marry almana, the asay is doicha the loisa. But you know why we don't allow that to happen? Gzeida bia reshaina ata bia shriya. The first night they have marriage relations, a mitzvah to marry your sister-in-law. Once you did the mitzvah, the second night is no longer a mitzvah. The next night is only as your wife. And that, you're not allowed to. There's no more asay pushing away the loisa. And if we're going to allow them to live one night together, who's going to divorce? Once they live together, the chances are they're not going to get divorced. So we're worried. We're goyzer the second bia or the first bia. Tell you goes further. We're goyzer the gemar bia or the tchilas bia. Because to be married to be koina, the yevama, it's the tchilas bia. You're starting the relationship. You're already koina. So therefore, really, you should stop right then and there. But we're worried you won't stop. So therefore, we asked it. The question is, we said that we learned till now the whole time, once you marry your sister-in-law, she becomes totally your wife. If she becomes totally your wife, there's no longer an issue of marrying a sister-in-law. She's no longer a sister-in-law. She's now your wife. Jesus says, if you're only your wife, and think that you don't need to constantly push away the Avera. You know, it's a one-off thing, your sister-in-law. But here, there's another Avera involved. She's a Mamzeres. That doesn't disappear. So therefore, that we don't allow even a second being and so on. Same way, Tanya Mavitaka learned, in Balukana, it says in the Braise, if he did live with the mamzeres or whatever, with the saris, which you shouldn't, the fact is you were kind to them. So we see clearly the ma'atayda, the asay taka is doicha the leisus. Only the rabbanon, we don't want them together. The bia the shayna, but also the kaim mishnah. The bride goes further. The first bia, but the second bia, we don't want them to live together anymore. Hold on, the rabbi says, v'temerachri lav milusi da amri. I don't think I'm right. This that I'm saying that the asay is doicha the leisus. I'm not sure I'm right. Why? No, there's a kind of command. I'm not so sure, right? Because the Rish Lakish has a very famous rule. Rish Lakish has a rule. When do we say Esed Chalitza if you have no choice? If you have an alternative, we don't say it. Over here, you have an alternative. Who said marry her? Give her Chalitza. And since you have an alternative, give her Chalitza. So then that says not the Chalitza. So I'm wrong to say that Mahatayda, the kind God can live with Almana, or the Yisrael can live with Mamzer. Esed Chalitza, you have a choice. Give her Chalitza. So he changes my rabbi. La milsi dami. It's not rabbi. I said the shloki because the shloki said komok shatim. I say let's say every time you find the two, imat yochle kainshem. If you can keep both mutters, good. Vim lav yove. I say vichalitza. Hachnam here too. Efshe bechalitza here too. There's an alternative. Give a chalitza. The mekayim I say vichalitza. This way you don't have to push one away. And so the chayde. We'll soon see. There's a question of the shloki himself then. How come it says in the Braise clearly here that if you marry the Saris, it's valid? No, I say the Chalitza, but you have an alternative. So it undermines the whole principle of the Shlakish. More last that in a second. Makes last a question. It says, right now, Gemara learns it's Tiyufta, we shlug up. So shlug up the Rava is whole vert. Maybe I'm not telling you the Taka they should marry, because if you say I'm not telling you they should marry Lucheda, and you're saying, because Rava came along and said, I'm wrong. Really, my Torah, they cannot marry because I say he does not push away the loisa because he has an alternative. It says, Mefesh Nebrai said that if you married the sister-in-law and you're a saris, which you shouldn't have married her, it's a valid marriage. So we see clearly that I say does push away the loisa. And Rava's changing his mind. He was wrong for changing his mind. His first answer was right. So L'chayde, it's also a question of Rish Lakish. So Rashi learns when we're said to you, we're rejecting both Rava and Rish Lakish's principle. Because according to Rish Lakish's principle, that say shouldn't be pushing away the loisa. You have an option. Give chalitza. And yet it says if the Saris married this woman, it's a valid Yibum. A Kash and a Shlokish. That's how Rashi learns. We'll see in a minute. Even we learned, be as Kohen Gadol B'Amonah. If a Kohen Gadol went ahead and decided to marry the Amonah, it's the Machlekes. Like Rava's going back and forth in his mind. It's actually Machlekes to Amorim. Which is Rabbi Yoichan, Rabbi Lazar. Chadam, one of them says, Eina Paitetes. One of them says, it's not valid because you have an option. Marry, give a Chalitza. So therefore, that said, it does not push away, and therefore, nothing happened. And there's not part of Tzarosik, because there's no Yibim, we don't recognize it at all, and the co-wife has to still give Chalitza. The Chadam, the other one says, Poitera Tzarosik. The other one says that it does exempt Tzarosik, because the Asay is Doicha the Loisese, and it's a valid Yibim. Says Yigmar, Ba'amon, Menanasuin, there's no question, it doesn't work at all, because there's not just an Loisese, there's an Asay and a Loisese. Kuliam, the Pligid, the Lepotcha, does not exempt the co-wife, the Ain Asay Doicha Loisese, Asay Vasay, and Asay cannot push away. A loisas of asay, and by Amon, there's the asay of psula, you have to marry a psula, and the loisas of Amon Likach. Okay, but keep pleading by Amon and Erisim, there's only a loisas involved. Mandama Petere, the one who says that it does, Rabbi Yechon, who says that it does pater, agrees with his brother in law, Lishlakish. Sorry, does not agree with his brother in law, Lishlakish. Osi asay, v'doicha loisas, asay, push away the loisas. Why? I don't care if you have an alternative or not. Asay, push away the loisas, it's a valibu. But Abu Lazar, Mando Amar, Ainid Patetas, holds like Rishlakish, Loy Ossi, I save the Glazer. Why? Kim Nevsha Chalitza, because I like Rishlakish, we have an option that say doesn't push away. So you may say, I'll ask you a question on Abu Lazar, which is also Rishlakish. The Im Baalu Kana. So ask me the question on Abu Lazar, you say that it's not a valid Yibam. So the Fedish Nabrai said that if a Sari is married to the sister in law, it's a valid Yibam, and the co wife is exempt. To Yufta, the Kasha of Lazar. Freddy Gemari here, Lema to Heavy Namit Yuvish Lakish. This Lacheda undermines the whole Rish Lakish's principle. We see clearly from here, even though you have an option to do Chalitza, yet we say that I say, push away the Lysa. Omlech Rish Lakish. Ki Amina Ano, when do I say that you have an alternative that I say does not push away the Lysa? Heicha de Mekaima Mitzah, with what you're doing a Vala Mitzah. Avalhoch over here, Chalitza b'makom yibam lav mitzahi. It's not an equal alternative. Alternative means you have a braid of one way or another way, and either way you're doing the right thing. Okay, so then Asay does not push away loisa. Over here, you don't have an alternative because Chalitza is only an exit clause, an escape clause. It's not, you're not really giving a shame la'achiv. You're not really fulfilling the mitzvah yibam. Just if you don't want to, blah, 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 then we go through the exercise. So therefore, in this case, it's not considered you have an option. That's why the Asay does push away the loisa, and that's why if the Saris marries the sister-in-law, it's a valid marriage. Okay, we'll stop here. I'm not here tomorrow.